Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of a new American Town podcast. This is Aaron Mullins. I am the Director of Communications and Marketing for Visit Bentonville. Today is a very exciting day. Why is that? Because we have a lot of things happening in our city. We've got all sorts of sports events happening in our city. We've got all sorts of weddings and group tours happening in our city. It's the mountain bike capital of the world. We've got people riding all over town, enjoying our trails, right off the trails, enjoying all the phenomenal world-class art that we have in the region and in Bentonville. But why are we talking about all of that today? Well, we've got some new team members that we want to introduce you to. And let's start off to my left. Dax, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'd love to. Grew up in Bentonville, playing sports, went to Bentonville High School, all the Bentonville things. And then went to UCA for college, stuck around there, got a job, got married down there. So kind of got trapped for a little bit, you know, bought a house down there, was there for about 5 years and came back. When I saw this opportunity for sports sales manager, I was like, man, this is going to be the best. I love sales. I love sports and I love Bentonville. So it was an easy choice to come back up here.
Yeah, it's a real easy choice. You're a great addition to the team. I mean, couldn't be happier to have you on board. And so when you were growing up, what was your favorite sport? Were you a football guy, baseball guy?
I played football. Lacrosse? I played football. No lacrosse. I'd have to go with basketball was the most fun to play. Mm-hmm. I stuck with football throughout high school, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what position did you play?
I was tight end. So a little bit of blocking, a little bit of catching some passes, but it was fun.
Which sounds very similar to the job that you have now, right?
It's
a little bit of blocking.
Oh, yeah.
Catching some of those sales passes.
Definitely.
So give people kind of a sense of what you're going to be doing in your role as the sports sales manager.
So a lot of what I'll be doing is, you know, just kind of being the hospitality guy for a lot of the sporting events that are coming in. And what I want to do is keep up the traditional sports, baseball, football, basketball, soccer. Those are some of what I call the traditional sports. Mm-hmm. But then also bring in some unique sports, you know, talking with USA Triathlon, you know, wanting to do a big multi-sport festival. I think that would be, you know, something that you don't hear a lot of around Bentonville, but it's something, you know, I'd love to bring here, you know, with the biking community and just also some rock climbing. We've got a nice rock climbing facility. Would love to, you know, bring in some more events for that as well. Spike ball. I'm a huge fan of spike ball. So anything unique and wild, I'd love to bring to the city.
That's really cool. So, and what is spike ball exactly? I don't know if I've ever.
Yeah. Spike ball or round net. It's kind of like volleyball mixed with a little bit of four square. So there's a net on the ground. You've got a partner, pass it back and forth. You get three hits and you got to hit it back off the net, which is sitting on the ground. So,
oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, it takes a lot of skill. It's super fun, easy to get hooked, but a little difficult to master, I would say.
Yeah, I can imagine. Sounds like it would be.
Yeah.
Sounds like it would be. So, you're on the sales team. Also on the sales team, to my right, we have Emily. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Emily, tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe start off giving us your job title and then sort of what you were doing before you came to work for Visit Bentonville.
Yeah, so I am the Tourism Services Sales Manager for Visit Bentonville. Before coming here, I'm actually, like Dax, I'm from Bentonville, was born and raised here, so Bentonville kid myself. I, after high school, went to the University of Arkansas, so moved down to Fayetteville. I spent a total about 15 years there, went to school there, got my master's degree there, and then landed a job at the Arkansas Student Union. So spent 10 years at the Arkansas Student Union there, helping students plan their events. And not a far stretch from what I'm going to be doing here in Bentonville. Again, got a great opportunity to join the team, move back home. So jumped at that opportunity. And so what I'm going to be doing here for Visit Bentonville is working on the group tours market. Sort of the bread and butter there is motor coach and bus tours. So people coming in, to visit from regional, you know, travel, Dallas, Kansas City, places like that. So buses of people coming in to check out all the attractions there. Something I'd like to kind of expand on a little bit with my role is weddings. So mm-hmm. Bentonville's never really marketed itself as a wedding destination, but with all of the awesome venues here in town, Crystal Bridges, yeah. 21C, Momentary, the list goes on, really. So that'll be something that I'm looking forward to.
That is great. So somebody wants to book a bus tour.
Yeah.
They reach out, they ask for Emily. Give us a little idea of like the process and what you and Visit Bentonville kind of bring to the table as a service to tour operators and those planning those types of trips.
Yeah, sure. So all of our services here are complimentary first. So that's really, you know, we can be a huge asset for people that are planning events, whether it's, you know, working with DAX on the sports end or bus tours, weddings, things like that. So it's complimentary services. We can help secure hotel room blocks, you know, for right. guests that are coming in out of town and staying overnight. We can hook people up with catering and, you know, get tours at the museums, you know, get a list of attractions that people can see, dining, you know, where are the best places to eat, that kind of thing. So really just helping people get here and then helping them have the best time, you know, enjoy the city while they're here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the same for weddings, right?
Yeah.
Helping people find different venue options, probably different vendors in town.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a call from a bride just yesterday. She's wanting to know, you know, where her guests can stay, of course, where they can eat, but then also where she should get her hair done and who should do her makeup. So yeah, just connecting people with vendors in town and hooking them up with the different services that we can provide, but also that are available in the city.
That's fantastic. So I'm going to guess you planned your own wedding?
Yes, okay. I did. Yeah.
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 That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally
I enjoy, you know, I tried to enjoy it as much as a bride can enjoy it, but, you know, I tried not to make it too stressful.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to take myself too seriously, but yeah, had fun. Actually got married in Bentonville. So,
oh, you
yeah.
did? What, yes, what, look, I did. Where did you get married?
Yeah, I think out in Hyphal. It was called Colonial Courts. I think it's under new management ownership now.
Okay.
I think it's called The Mansion out there. So yeah, still getting familiar with the places that have maybe changed ownership and reaching out to the new venue managers. So that's something that I'm going to be looking forward to a lot in the next probably 30, 60 days is just visiting all of the different places, new, old, getting to build those relationships with the different venues.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And in addition to Dax and Emily, who are on our sales team, we are also very excited to have Stevie on board as well, working on the communications and marketing team. So I can't tell you how happy I am to have you here. Have another person sort of helping us tell the Bentonville story. So, Stevie, why don't you give us your title and tell us a little bit about where you came from?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. My name is Stevie, and I'm the graphic design and digital manager for Visit Bentonville. My husband and I have visited Bentonville from the Dallas area multiple times over the last year or so, and we have really come to enjoy the city and all the mountain biking and the art and the unique dining and everything the city has to offer. And so when this opportunity came up, I was very quick to try to get in it. And here I am. I'm very excited to be here.
And you're not new to the tourism world.
No, I'm not. I worked at Visit Frisco. Frisco is a suburb of Dallas, about 45 minutes north of Dallas. So I have about 2 years of destination marketing experience that I'm very excited to bring up here with me.
That's fantastic. And you have a nice graphic design background as well.
A little bit of graphic design, photography, little videography as well. Mm-hmm. So at my previous roles, I tended to wear a lot of hats.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the way we like to do it in the tourism world.
Absolutely.
Everybody gets to wear multiple hats.
Yeah, we make fashion statements.
That's exactly right. And Stevie will also be helping to run a lot of our social media, helping us with digital storytelling. And I'll tell you, it makes a huge difference as the mountain bike capital of the world to have someone who is an avid mountain biker herself. Well, you and your husband both, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just going to be extremely helpful. So we're very excited about that. And Stevie, you're closing on your house, right? Are we getting too personal here all of a sudden?
No, we're very excited. Sold our house in Frisco and moving up here for next week. So we're very excited to be permanent Bentonville residents.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I bring that up because, just a little plug, Bentonville is not only a fantastic place to visit, but it's a fantastic place to live. So if you're wondering about relocation opportunities, feel free to reach out to our office or the Greater Bentonville Chamber. We'd be happy to help you with that. So we're going to go around the table real fast. So I know two of you grew up in Bentonville. Stevie, you and your husband have been here a lot over the last several years. So let me start with Dax. Dax, what is it that you love about Bentonville? And maybe give me, like, what's a favorite restaurant that you and your wife like to go to, or one of your favorite attractions or events?
Okay. Just being, you know, the sports guy, growing up here, playing sports, I'm going to have to go with, you know, the Bentonville Tiger Stadium. Like, that's where we had our football games Friday nights. The environment is crazy. And it's one of the top-notch facilities within the state and within the nation. So I love that place a lot. And then as far as a restaurant or place to go, I'm a big coffee guy. So mm-hmm. Onyx, globally known roasters. So
can't beat it.
Good coffee sounds so good right now. But that's definitely the place to go if you're a coffee fan.
That's such a great recommendation. And Tiger Stadium's available for people looking to host sporting events, correct?
Definitely. Yeah. Just have to reach out and we can kind of get something scheduled around, you know, the school schedule it is, you know, with Bentonville Public Schools, but they definitely love having other events there as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's perfect. So if you're looking to book a sporting event, you're interested in the stadium or any of the other venues around town, definitely reach out to Dax. Emily, let's bring it over to you. What's a favorite place for you and your family?
I absolutely love the downtown square. So I love taking my kids to the farmers markets. Just the environment, everybody feels welcome there. You know, you see people grabbing some ice cream or, you know, just going on a walk, biking through. To me, when I think of Bentonville, I think of the downtown square. I think of kind of that sense of community that it represents. So that's definitely a top spot for me. I feel like if you're coming to Bentonville, you have to come downtown.
Absolutely. Yeah. And do you have do the kids have a favorite ice cream spot?
The Walmart Museum downtown, that station there it's fantastic. It's just so nostalgic. Mm-hmm. And actually when I took the job and I was telling my kids, I have a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, they are so familiar with the downtown square. That was the first question they asked me was, where is it? And I said, well, it's actually downtown. Remember, we go to the farmer's market. And my son was like, can we come visit you and have ice cream? And I said, yeah, priorities, right? Like that was what is important for him was. And I love that he's already building those memories. He's building, we are building as a family that memory of, we can go downtown and we can go to the square and grab some ice cream.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Best $1.50 spent on ice cream ever.
For sure.
No kidding, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but get there early because there's a line.
Yeah.
There'll be a line for sure. So I love that. That's great. And Stevie, you and your husband would spend most of your times on the trails, I believe. But when you got off the trail, what's like a good dinner, nightcap, sort of spot a favorite, some favorite places in town?
Before dinner, after a ride, always go cool off in the creek. Ice cold creeks, crystal clear, feels so good after you're just hot and sweaty after a long bike ride. We love going to Peddler's Pub and the Hub Bike Lounge, which are on the same little strip. Peddler's Pub has great pizza, beer, and the Hub has, they also have food. We've not eaten much of their food there, but we always go for their frozen margaritas, which are the best in town, in my opinion. So anytime we would come visit, we always made a point to go to those two places, always.
I may or may not have had a frozen margarita at the Hub last night. We'll have to go.
I may or may not be jealous of you may or may not having a margarita at the Hub.
We'll have to go back to the security cameras and check.
Yeah.
I believe I was.
Imposter.
That's right. That's right. Well, guys, listen, we couldn't be more excited to have you on the team. Just really, the community's better because of the work that you guys are going to be doing. We've got a great story to tell. About our about Bentonville, we've got all sorts of opportunities on the sales side, from sports to events, weddings, and group tours. So please don't hesitate to reach out to any of these fine folks around the table. And as you're listening to this, if you haven't already, make sure you follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. You'll find a lot of great videos on YouTube as well. Make sure you follow visitbentonville.com for all of the latest. And we'll make sure you have all the details about events and all the greatest opportunities that you can grab onto in 2021 and even as we start planning out for 2022. So thanks for joining us again for another episode of A New American Town Podcast. We will see you next time.